The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The 14-acre campus that served as the longtime location of Madai University will be the future home to the Buffalo Academy of Science Charter School. After weeks of speculation, officials on Monday announced the sale of the campus to Charter Schools Development Corporation, which will lease the facility to the Buffalo Academy of Science Charter. Established in 2004, the K-12 charter school boasts a 100% college acceptance rate in 2023 and a 93% graduation rate. The school's capital campaign chair says 90% of their Buffalo students are economically disadvantaged and is encouraging community members to support the school's development. Local health advocates are increasing their push to end the sale of menthol cigarettes in the city of Buffalo. To spread its message, the group No Menthol Buffalo is launching a campaign today to highlight the connection between menthol cigarettes and how smoking-related illnesses is the leading cause of death in the black community. Advocates are calling on the Buffalo Common Council to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes within city limits. And a Jamestown man faces drug-related charges that carry potential penalties of 20 years in prison and a fine of $1 million. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 43-year-old Willie Graham was given one dose of Narcan after experiencing chest pains and difficulties breathing during his March 2nd arrest. According to officers, Graham told them he had eaten drugs prior to his arrest and was overdosing. The residents of Western New York's 26th congressional district once again have representation in Washington. Former State Senator Tim Kennedy was sworn into office Monday, less than a week after winning a special election over Republican Town of West Seneca Supervisor Gary Dixon. The seat in the House of Representatives had been vacant since the February 2nd resignation of Brian Higgins, who has become president and CEO of Shays Performing Arts Center. During his swearing-in ceremony, Kennedy told his new colleagues that he is, quote, looking forward to working with you to change our country for the better. A key political power broker from Washington will be in Buffalo today to meet with Mayor Byron Brown. Senior White House advisor Tom Perez is scheduled to join the mayor for a tour and review of infrastructure projects. Perez, a graduate of Canisius High School, will also join a session with a Jefferson Avenue streetscape roundtable. Perez also served as labor secretary under President Barack Obama and chair of the Democratic National Committee. And after 4 years of construction at Canalside, the Erie Canal boat Seneca Chief will be going into the water today. The vessel will leave the long shed at Canalside this morning and will be transported to the Port of Buffalo for a short launch into the commercial slip, where it will undergo continued construction. The 73-foot-long, 44-ton vessel is scheduled to make a 28-stop trip to New York City in 2025 along the Erie Canal.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Well, just as they have in the United States, pro-Palestinian encampments have begun to pop up at Canadian universities, including the country's largest institution, the University of Toronto. As correspondent Dan Karpinchuk reports, Canadian political leaders are walking a fine line in dealing with what's become a complex issue.
Officials at the University of Toronto say they won't take down the pro-Palestinian encampment as long as activities there remain peaceful. That about turn came after the administration gave protesters a deadline of last Thursday night to leave. Now it says there is a way forward after meeting with student protesters, adding that talks have been constructive. The issues raised included concerns about health and safety and reports of hateful or threatening language. Kabir Singh is one of the protesters at the University of Toronto.
So the university has had their first meeting with some of our representatives yesterday, but the university refused to discuss any of our demands in that meeting and focused it entirely on safety and security concerns.
Among the demands is for the university to disclose any ties it has with the Israeli government and divest from Israeli companies. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he does not support the encampments. He says he's been getting messages from parents concerned that their children could be harassed or bullied because of the encampments.
And we respect other people's race, religion, culture. And that's why it's so disturbing. When I see these protests, yeah, we live in a democracy. Everyone's allowed to protest peacefully. And that's what I mean, peacefully. The hatred I have seen on these protests, I've never seen before in my entire 60 years, not quite 59 years, of living here in Toronto.
Ford's government appears to be taking a wait-and-see approach. But not so in Quebec, where that province's Premier François Legault wants Montreal police to dismantle the encampment at McGill University. Here's Legault during a scrum with reporters.
McGill is clear that they don't want these encampments. And I think that I rely on the officers to make sure to stop
police
that.
Police officers?
Police officers.
What are you asking police to do?
To dismantle encampments.
Right now?
At the time that they will judge that will be the right one.
Legault says everyone in Quebec has to respect the law and the encampments are illegal. Police action has not yet taken place, and it's not clear when that will happen. In Ottawa, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is taking a more middle-of-the-road approach, saying that universities are important in helping students learn about the world and where freedom of speech and ideas are crucial.
At the same time, we need to make sure that, as part of that, everyone can feel safe on campus. We have to trust both universities to manage their campuses right and local police of jurisdiction to do their work to make sure that everyone is safe.
Pro-Palestinian encampments are also up at the University of Ottawa, McMaster in Hamilton, and the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. So far, all have been peaceful. One student protester at the University of Toronto, a Palestinian, Mohammed Yassin, was one of the group that met with university officials over the weekend. He says it's not true that protesters are not part of the university community or that they are engaging in hate speech. He said instead of talking about their demands, officials focused on trivial items such as sanitation and the fence around the encampment. He says that's not worth time talking about when more than 30,000 people in Gaza have been killed. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Now moving on to sports in the NHL playoffs. Last night, the Boston Bruins beat Florida by a 5-1 score. Local high school hockey, St. Joe's Collegiate Institute, has named John Cristiano, the new hockey coach, taking over for Richard Crozier, who was on the job for the last 20 years. John Cristiano played at St. Joe's. He also is an assistant coach with the Buffalo Sabres and the Rochester Americans.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.